Hallelujah. For those who of you do not know me, my name is Vudi.
Hallelujah. 所以不知道我的人, 我的名字是 Vudi.
Yes, I also have a Chinese name. It's a Vudi Da Jing Gang.
我也有一个中文的名字，就是 Vudi Tie Jing Gang.
That's a joke, right? You see that they call me that like something kind of invisible gorilla or something, it's a cartoon or something.
这听起来好像是个笑话，不过好像他们看我就像一个好像看不到，又好像是个这个大猩猩、大金刚之类的一个人物。
So now, currently, I'm taking care of a church in Pacifica and Sacramento.
我现在是在负责的，我现在在牧养的教会是Pacifica，太平洋教会，还有which one?
Sacramento. Pacifica, Sacramento.
I don't know the name in Chinese. Sorry, Sacramento.
Yes, and also Hawaii Church.
还有太平洋，对不起，夏威夷教会。
So I praise and thank God. This is the first time I can come to Houston to have fellowship with all of you.
那很感谢神，这是我第一次在 Houston 教会，那来跟大家做这个分享。Let's
turn to the Book of John, Chapter 6.
请大家翻开约翰福音第四章。The
Book of John, Chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章，对不起。John
Chapter 6, Verse 35.
第六章的35节。John
Chapter 6, Verse 35.
35节。And
Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
第35节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”So
we know in the book of John, Jesus proclaimed 7 proclamations.
那我们知道在约翰福音里头，耶稣有七项的宣告。And
the first proclamation, he said, I am the bread of life.
所以第一个，他说我是生命的粮。Then
the second, he said, I am the light of the world.
那第二个呢，他说我是世上的光。And
he said, I am the gate of the sheep.
那再来他说我是羊群的这个门。He
also, he is, I am the good shepherd.
那他也提到我是好牧人。And
he said, I am the resurrection and life.
那我是拯救，我是生命的光。And
he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
他说我是道路、真理、生命。And
the last one, he said, I am the true vine.
那最后呢，他说我是真葡萄树。So
why did our Lord Jesus Christ proclaim the seven proclamation?
为什么主耶稣基督他要做这样子的一个宣告呢？
Because he wants us to know that he is the true and living God.
因为他要让我们知道他是真的永活的神。In
the history of mankind, no one ever can proclaim this kind of proclamation.
在人类历史当中，从来没有一个人能够做这样子的宣告。You
can see Muhammad.
我们可以看穆罕默德。Even
though he's a prophet.
虽然他是一个先知,
but he can never proclaim that he is the way, the truth, and the life.
那他也没有办法来宣告他是道路、真理、生命。
Because he's nothing but a man.
因为他不过也就是一个人。
Just like Buddha.
那就好像佛祖。
He also cannot proclaim that he is the bread of life.
那他也不能够说他自己是生命的粮。
Because he's merely a man.
那他也只是一个人。
Just like Confucius.
那好比孔子,
he cannot proclaim that I am the true vine.
他不能说我是真葡萄树。
Because all these people, they are nothing but men.
因为这些所有的人，他们也都是人。
But our Lord Jesus Christ is the true and living God.
但主耶稣呢，他是真正活着，他是神。
So because of this, he proclaimed these 7 great proclamations.
所以圣经上记载了他的这七个。
Because nowadays many people worship God.
那现在很多的人他们信赖神。
But very few people understand and truly know that Jesus is the true and living God.
但不是很多人知道耶稣基督他是真正永活的神。
That's why many Christians they say if you go to heaven you will see 3 persons.
那有些人说你如果到了天堂，你会看到三个人。
That is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
三个就是位格，也就是圣父、圣子、圣灵。
Of course, even though they think that Jesus is God, but when you go to heaven, you will see 3 person.
那当然，你可能知道耶稣是神，可是他们所想的是，如果你到了天堂，你看到的是三个不同的人。So
that's why when other Christians say they believe that Jesus is the Son of God, they merely say that he only the Son of God. He is not God himself.
所以有一些其他的教会，基督徒他们相信的是，对耶稣，他也就是神的儿子。
But when we go to heaven,
但我们想，我们到了天国的时候
，we will see Jesus.
我们可以看到耶稣
，because Jesus is God.
因为他就是神
，and Jesus is the Holy Spirit.
那耶稣也就是圣灵。
So because of this, our view is very different.
那因为这样子的一个观点是不同的。
But now, as we live on this earth,
那我们现在在这个世上生活。
Do we truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
我们是不是真正的相信耶稣他是神的儿子呢
？And Jesus God Himself.
或者是神耶稣他就是神本身。
That's why Jesus asked his disciple.
所以耶稣他问他的门徒
，Say, who do men say that I am?
他说：“你说这些人都说我是谁呢
？”And his disciples said,
那他的门徒这样说
：“Some say you are John the Baptist。”
他说：“有些人说你是施洗约翰。
”“Some say that you are Jeremiah。”
有些人说你是先知耶利米。
”“And some say that you are one of the prophets。”
那有些人说你就是一个很伟大的一个信徒。
”“But Jesus,、
先知。
”“Jesus said to his disciple。”
那耶稣告诉门徒说
：“Who do you say that I am?”
那你们又认为我是谁呢
？And then Peter said to our Lord Jesus Christ.
那彼得就这样告诉主耶稣
，said you are the Son of the Living God.
他说你是神的儿子。
Because of this, you can see that Peter be able to follow Jesus until he died.
所以也因为这个原因，所以彼得他是这样紧紧跟随的耶稣，一直到他死为止。
So when Peter said you are the Son of God, how did Jesus respond to Peter?
所以当彼得告诉耶稣说你是神的儿子。耶稣怎么回答呢
？He said, "Blessed are you, son of Barjona."
他说，愿是
Blessed are you, Simon.
他说，愿就是愿祝福临到你，西门彼得。
For flesh and blood did not reveal this to you.
但是因为这些肉体上的事情，如今显现给你。
Only the heavenly Father revealed this to Peter.
那也就是只有神他是这样子的显现给彼得。
So that's why nowadays,
那现在的世上
，we are the chosen people of God.
我们是神的选民。
We have the Spirit of God dwell inside of us.
我们有神的灵，居在我们，居住在
我们心里。And we are the only one that understand completely the truth, the revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们是唯一了解神对人类启示的人。
So that's why it's so important we need to continue to cultivate ourselves.
所以来给我们自己很好的灵修是非常重要的。
We have two spiritual convocation every single year.
每年我们有两次的灵恩会。
And we should be able to take 2 days off out of the year and come to worship together.
所以我们应该能够放下其他的事情来参加灵恩会。
This morning during a prayer, I feel so sad inside my, you know, inside of me.
今天早上在祷告会的时候，我觉得心里有一些难过。
Because not so many of us are here.
那因为不是很多的人能够来参加。
Even this morning, you know, to share the word of God together.
那所以也因为这样没有办法跟很多的弟兄姐妹一起来分享神的话语。
Of course, I'm saying this to those of you already here, right?
那当然，我现在说，其实你们在座的是已经来的。
But we should be able to take the time to come to worship God together.
但我们真的是需要能够多用一些时间放下手边的事情来聆听神的话语。
I'm sure every single year we take at least 2 weeks of vacation. Those of us who are working.
那我相信很多在工作的人每年都或许有这个至少两个礼拜的休假。
How can we not take 2 days to come and worship the true living God?
我们如何不能够请两天的假？那来到这个教会来聆听神的话语来敬拜神呢
Because sometimes we forget who we are.
因为有的时候我们忘了我们是谁
That we are the chosen people of God.
那我们是神所拣选的
Because we do not know who we are. We do not know the God they worship.
那因为我们不知道我们是谁我们也不知道我们所敬拜的是谁
There's a story about this young boy. There's a story about a young boy.So the young boy he learned about how you know Moses and Israelite went through the Red Sea.
那他学到了摩西还有以色列人他们怎么样的来过红海。
And how God dry up the Red Sea for them to walk on dry land.
那神又怎么样让红海分开？那让这些以色列人能够走过这个干地。
So this boy he was very excited.
那这个小男生呢，他非常的这个兴奋。
So when he went to school on that Monday,
那他到学校在礼拜一的时候
And he shared the story with his teacher.
所以他把这个故事跟他的老师分享
And his teacher is a science teacher.
那老师呢是一个这个科学方面的老师
So during that time the boy is so excited.
那他看到这个小男生这么样的兴奋
He said, you know, over the weekend I learned how God dried up the Red Sea and caused Israelite to cross on dry land.
所以这个小男生跟他老师说哦我知道哦这个神怎么样让这个摩西然后带领以色列人然后过这个分开的这个红海
and he
那怎么样走过这个干地
and he said, ain't God an awesome God?
他说神是不是这个非常伟大的神呢
and the teacher said to him
那这个老师告诉他
all this story is just a myth
他说呀这些故事其实也就是一些传说
because scientists have shown that during that time the reason Israelite be able to cross the Red Sea becauseThe Red Sea subdued all only 2 feet of water. Right, subside was only 2 feet of water.
那说这个从科学上的解释，就是当时以色列人能够渡过红海的原因，是因为那个时候红海的这个水也就只有2尺深。
So God did not split the Red Sea.
他说这个神并没有把红海分开。
But the Red Sea had only 2 feet of water. That's why the people be able to cross, cross the Red Sea.
他说神并没有把红海分开，而是因为这个水很浅。所以以色列人过红海不是什么问题。
And then the boy said, "Wow, my God is an awesome God."
那这个男孩说 ，No， 他说这个神是一个非常伟大的神。
And the teacher said, "Why do you say your God is an awesome God?"
那神老师说，哎，你为什么觉得你的神是这么的伟大呢
？He said, "With 2 feet of water, he be able to drown all the Egyptian soldiers."
那他说呀，虽然这个水只有两尺深，可是居然能够把这所有的这个埃及的这个兵丁。军队给淹没。
See, it's quite amazing, right?
所以我们想想看，这真的是非
常的神奇。Actually, this young boy, even though his faith is very simple,
那这个小男孩他的信仰非常的单纯。
But he knows the God that he worships.
他认得这个他所敬拜的神。
So just like for us.
所以对我们来讲。
You know, on my way here, John, what's his name there? John McCain was on the airplane.John McCain, the one who ran for the president, he's a senator.
在我来这里的时候，这个。
Oh, so he's a very, he's a famous person.
Yeah, 就是这个参议员 ，OK, John McCain, 也在机场。
You can see many people they want to see him, right?
那我们知道很多人想要上前来看看他。
And he is nothing.
但呢，看看他也不是什么特别。
Compared to the God we worship.
那来比较起我们所敬拜的神。
But the reason we forget, you know, to come to worship because sometimes we do not know who he is.
那有的时候我们并没有时常记得来敬拜神，是因为我们并没有深切的认知到我们所敬拜的神是谁。
How awesome he is!
那他是多么的伟大。
How much grace he has upon us!
那他让我们有多少的这个恩典
？And how much love he has upon us!
那还有多少的爱他曾经赐给我们
？So that's why sometimes for every single one of us,
那这就是我们有的时候会忘记的。
We must really think and reflect about our faith.
我们必须要常常的来提醒我们自己，来回想我们的信心。
In John chapter 6 verse 35, why did our Lord Jesus Christ proclaim that I am the bread of life?
所以在约翰福音第六章第三十五节这里，为什么耶稣他要这样说？他是我是生命的粮。
Because if we read in the beginning of chapter 6.
所以如果我们读在第六章的起头
During time Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee
那他到了耶稣到了加利利海边
Which is the Sea of Tiberias
那里也就是说是
Verse 1 Chapter 6
也就是提比里亚海
And then a great multitude followed him
那有好多的人跟随着他
Why did they follow him?
为什么这些人要跟随他呢
Because they saw his sign which he performed on those who were diseased
因为这些人看到了他在这些生病的人身上所行的神迹。
Actually, many people follow Jesus in many different ways.
很多人他们跟随耶稣，可是都是为了不同的原因。
There's also many different kind of reason why people follow Jesus.
所以有各式各种不同的原因，让人想要来跟随耶稣。
Just like these people.
所以这些人也是一样。
Because they saw the sign that Jesus had performed those with disease, that's why they follow him.
那这些人看到了耶稣所行的神迹，所以他们想要跟随耶稣。
But this is not a bad thing.
这并不是多坏的事情。
But if they only continue to see the sign that Jesus had performed, then on the end they cannot continue to follow him.
但如果他们所有的重点只看在神迹，那他们可能没有办法永远的跟随耶稣。
Just like for us.
那就像我们现在一样。
Why we follow Jesus Christ?
我们为什么要跟随耶稣基督呢？
Is it because we experience some kind of miracles from Him from before?
是因为我们从前体验过从神而来的什么特殊的神迹吗？
If this is the only thing, our faith can never be rooted. Our faith can never be strong.
如果这是唯一的原因。那这样子的信仰是不够的坚固的。
Because a sign is to show or point to a greater thing that is Jesus Himself.
因为我们的信心必须要建立在我们深刻的知道谁耶稣是谁。
So that's why these people, all of them, one by one, they left our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以也因为这个原因，这些跟随耶稣的人在当时他们一个一个的又离开了耶稣。
Because they cannot go beyond the sign.
因为他们并没有办法。看事情远远超过神耶稣所行的神迹。
So you can see in the beginning when we go to Africa.
在今年初我到了非洲。
Of course, our brothers and sisters there, their lives are very pitiful.
那当然，在非洲那里的弟兄姐妹的生活是比较艰苦。
Many of them spend 2-3 days without eating food.
那很多的这个那里的人两三天没有就是没有办法有任何东西吃。
So because of this, we really want to want to go there and, you know, and ask God to bless them.
所以也因为这样的缘故，我们很想要去那里，那来求神给他们祝福。
But little by little,
但慢慢的
，many of them have left the church.
很多的这些信徒就离开了教会。
Because we realized from the beginning we never really rooted them, give them the opportunity to be rooted in Christ Jesus.
那我们了解到，因为在一开始的时候，我们并没有真的来坚固他们。的信心信仰。
But now when we go to Africa,
那我们现在到了非洲。
What we focus on is the word of God.
那我们现在的方式呢是要来强调那神的话语。
Because of this, many of them are rooted in our Lord Jesus Christ.
那因为这样能够帮助他们来深刻的认识神。
And now very few of them leave the church.
那现在呢很少的这些非洲的信徒离
开教会。Because they come to know the truth.
因为他们能够真正的了解到这个信仰。
Even though they experience many miracles and signs.
那当然有很多的这个信仰，对不起，神迹。
But when they come to understand the truth, then they will stay and follow our Lord Jesus Christ until the end.
那就算神迹不是那么多，可是在最后他们还是能够紧紧的跟随着神，那来信这些所有的真理。
So and then in verse 3, Jesus went up to the mountain.
所以在约翰福音第六章第三节，耶稣到了山上。
And there he sat with his disciple.
那他跟门徒一起坐下来。
Then when Jesus lifted up his eyes and seen the great multitude, and the other version say he had compassion on them.
那当耶稣看到了这些所有跟随他的人，圣经上说，耶稣心里有了怜悯的心。
Because they've been following for many days but have nothing to eat.
那耶稣知道这些群众跟着他好几天，可是都还没有吃东西。
So during the time of Lucius Christ asked Philip, say, you know.Do we have any bread for them to eat?
所以耶稣就问腓力说，我们是不是有什么样的食物来分给这些民众呢？
And but what did Philip say to Jesus?
那腓力他是怎么回答呢？
Say even 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little.
所以腓力就说，就算是20两银子的饼，叫他们每个人吃一点，也是不够的。
So we know there's about 5,000 men during this time.
那我们知道大概有五千个人左右。
This is not including women and children.
那当然，这个算法是并没有包括妇女跟小孩。
So we can say maybe there's about 10,000 people.
所以我们在说这个可能有差不多10,000人在那里。
You can see when Jesus asked Philip, "You give them something to eat."
所以我们知道耶稣那时候问腓力说，你可不可以给他们一些东西吃
？But of course they say no way. These people, even we have 200 denarii.They can't even give them enough a little food for them to eat.
所以腓力回答说，这是不可能的。就算我们有20两的银子，那买来的东西也还是没有办法足够来满足这所有的人。
So if we think about this,
我们现在来想想看。
Just like when we go to Africa,
我们到非洲的时候。
In the beginning of the ministry, because we feel that the brothers and sisters are so poor, we even buy them a big commercial bread machine.
所以我们想想看，在我们到非洲。来做这个传福音的工作，我们想有时候买很大的这种做面包的机器。
But not even, you know, only a couple months later, then the bread machine was missing.
那可能一两个月之后，这个面包机就不见了。
And then when I go there, I try to bring them some, you know, granola bars, some crackers, this and that. How much can I bring with me? It's, you know, very little.
那我自己去的时候，如果我带了这些这个一些这种早餐棒啊，一些简单的一些食粮。 可是这些东西又能够维持多久呢？
But what I'm saying, no matter how much we bring to a brother and sister in Africa, it can never be enough.
我要讲的就是，如果我们去非洲，来看这些弟兄姐妹，如果你是要带这些粮食过去给他们，不论你带多少，总是不够。
Because in reality, only Jesus Christ can feed them.
因为事实上，只有耶稣基督能够来喂饱他们。
Just like some of their brothers and sisters.
就像那里的一些弟兄姐妹。
I remember this one sister.
我在那里遇见了一位姐妹。
She has four children.
她有四个小孩。
And her husband died already.
那她的丈夫已经过世。
And in Africa, for a woman to be able to take care of her children is very difficult.
那在非洲要一个这个单亲的这个母亲来带养小孩。
Then,
是非常的艰难的。
I remember she was, you know, she had to do something to feed her children.
那我记得她必须要用一些方式来喂养她的小孩。
So every day she go out to on the street and she would make some kind of little donut, like munchkins, like little donut.
所以每天早上在她出去的时候，她必须给她小孩做一些像小小的像这个甜甜圈甜饼一样的东西。
And she sell them 3 to 5 of them own equal to 1 cent.1 cent.
所以他去卖这些饼，可是可能三四个才卖大概得到一分钱。
So for her to make $1, she must sell a lot of little donuts.
所以为了要能够赚一块钱，她必须要卖好多好多这样子的这个甜饼。
And I went to visit her where she was selling the little donut.
那我去探望她的时候，她在卖这些饼。
Of course, that road is.It's busy, but no one would ever stop and buy donuts.
那这个路上是很多人来来往往，可是并没有很多人停下来跟他买他的这个卖的甜饼。
Because everybody's driving, she's just on the roadside. That's it.
因为大家都开车走来走去，那他就在路边。
But she testified to us.
但他这样子的来向我们见证。
That every single day, God bring enough people to buy the little donuts for her to make $1.
所以他说神。能够让他能够卖足够的这个小甜饼，所以他能够每天赚一块钱。
And in Africa, $1 will feed your children about 2 to 3 days.
那一块钱在非洲，你能够养活你的小孩大概2到3天。
And many people who work, who have a job on a farm, if they can work one day, they also make $1.
所以有一些人他们在这个农场、农地里工作。他们工作一天也差不多是赚一块钱。
So we can see our Lord Jesus Christ take care of her.
所以我们知道耶稣基督是这样子的来看顾他。
Like just like these people.
那就像这些民众。
You can see they follow our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们看到他们是跟随着耶稣。
And Lord Jesus Christ will fulfill their physical needs.
那耶稣基督会来满足他们身体上的需要。
So that's why during this time he said make the people sit down.
所以耶稣就告诉门徒说，叫这些民众都坐下来。
Because during this time, the boy had 2 small fish and 5 loaves of bread.
那在那个时候就发现了这个小男孩他有5饼跟2鱼。
For sure, these 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish cannot feed these 10,000 people.
那当然，这个五个大麦饼跟两条鱼是绝对不够来喂满对不起，来给提供给这所有的这些当地的人。
But because of Jesus Christ was with them.
那因为耶稣基督的同在
and we know that he multiplied these fish and bread to be able to have enough to feed all these people.
那当然我们也知道耶稣后来让这些所有这些食物就是越变越多能够足够的来分给这所有的人。
So for us when we follow our Lord Jesus Christ,
那我们现在来跟随耶稣
we should not worry what we should eat or what we should drink.
我们不应该来为我们的吃喝而担忧
we should not worry what kind of clothes we're going to put on.
我们也不要为我们要穿什么衣服而担忧。
Because for us, life is more than all these material things.
对我们来讲，我们的生活是远远超过这些物质上的一些
物件。And our Lord Jesus Christ will take care of every single one of us.
那我们的耶稣也会为我们把这些所有的事情都准备好。
No, in the East Coast, I hear so many testimonies.
那我在东岸的时候，我听到了好多的见证。
In the beginning, our brothers and sisters were so poor come to this country.
那有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们刚来到美国的时候是非常的贫困。
Some of them, even though there's 4 or 5 of them in the family, even only 1 bedroom to sleep in.
那有很多的弟兄姐妹见证，他们全家可能4、5个人，可是就只有一个卧房。
Because they are so faithful to God.
那他们对神是非常的有信心。
And God take care of them.
所以神也就看顾他们。
And nowadays, the same family live in a big house.
那现在这些信徒呢，他们都可以住在比较大的房子。
And they'll be able to send their children to, you know, good colleges.
那他们也有办法来支持他们的子女去上大学。
These are all a blessing from God.
那这些都是神给的祝福。
So that's why for us, sometimes we focus too much on, you know, the things of this world.
那有的时候我们对于这个世上的事情太过的看重。
Not knowing that Jesus Christ will take care, you know, this part of our life.
但我们就忘了耶稣基督也是会来照顾我们这些物质上或者是生活上的需要。
Now, I live in Boston about 27 years.
我在波士顿住了27年。
And during the winter time, especially at night time, can go over 10, 20 below zero.
那有的时候在晚上会大概到零下十几二十度。
And I have a house, my land, the land on the house about almost half an acre.
那我的这个房子的地大概差不多是半个半亩地。
And behind my land is a conservative land, right? So it's all woods and stuff like that.
所以在我的这个房子后面就有很多的这个树林。
So it doesn't matter how cold it is outside. It doesn't matter how cold it is outside.
所以不论这个外头有多么的寒冷。
Every morning I get up.
每天早上我起床的时候
I always hear birds singing.
我每天都可以听到小鸟的唱歌的声音。
And sometimes I see the mother deer and the baby deer walking.
那有的时候我甚至可以看到母鹿带着小鹿在那里走路。
For me, it's so hard for me to believe.
那对我来说我觉得是非常困难来看到这些景
象。How can this little sparrow, they like this big, can, you know, find a place they can stay alive, right, with 10, 20 below zero?
那像这个这么小小的麻雀或者这些小动物怎么样呢能够在这么严寒的冬天零下十几二十度的温度来生存呢
Because God take care of them.
因为神照顾他们。
And how much more will take care of us?
那他又会怎么样来照顾我们呢
But now we spend so much time working in the world.
那我们现在每天都花了很多的时间与精力在这个世上工作。
Of course, working is not bad.
当然工作并不是坏事
We must work and feed our family.
我们必须要工作才能够能够支持我们的家庭的生活
We must pay our bills.
我们必须要付我们的这些账单
But sometimes we are so consumed with work that we have no time to worship God.
但有时候我们被这些所有的工作给缠绕而没有办法来敬拜神
It's interesting, you know, they did a research, they said every time people gofor 2 weeks vacation, guess how long it take them to prepare for this 2 weeks vacation?
那有一个研究就讲说，有些人他如果花了这个两个礼拜的时间去度假，你猜猜看多久的时间之后，他们可以从这个度假的时间再恢复
？Say most people take 1 year to prepare for 2 weeks vacation.
哦，对不起，多少时间他们要来赚？哈，计划 ？I'm sorry. OK.为了要来计划他们两个礼拜的这个休假，那需要花多少的时间来做计划、做准备呢？那他们说是这个结果发现是需要做一年的准备。
For us, we know we go to eternal life.
那知道我们现在是准备能够到这个过永生。
And this vacation is infinity, right? It's go be on and on and on and on again.
那一旦我们到了这个永生，这个这样的假期，这个是一个无止境的。
But are we taking the time to prepare for this vacation?
那我们是不是有准备时间来为这个休假做准备呢
？Even though right now, of course, seem we have peace, we have joy.
那现在看来，我们似乎是有平安，有喜乐。
But if we look deep down inside our heart,
那我们如果仔细的来看看我们的内心
，Many of us our bones are dry.
很多我们自己的心里是枯干的。
It seems like we have no life inside of us.
我们在我们的内心的深处。并没有真正的生命。
When we come to worship God,
但我们来敬拜神的时候
，we don't feel anything anymore.
可能很多时候我们就不再有感觉。
When we listen to the word of God,
我们来聆听神的话语的时候
，we don't feel anything anymore.
我们也不再有任何的感动。
And when we get up to come to church, we feel maybe so burdensome, another day to go to church.
如果我们要来教会聚会，可能心里甚至有很大的负担，说我又要得到教会来聚会了。
And this is Satan's deception.
那
This is the way that Satan wants to deceive us.
那这就是魔鬼要来辖制我们的方式。
Make us feel so dry inside.
那他让我们觉得心里 非常的枯干。
It seems that God is so far away.
那觉得神是非常的遥远的。
Why? Because every day all we do is working, and pretty much make ourselves busy with the things of this world.
那因为我们每天都非常的忙碌，有我们的工作，那为这个世上的事情而忙碌。
But knowing that Jesus tells us first seek the kingdom of God.
那耶稣告诉我们呢，我们必须要先求神的国、神的义。
And its righteousness.
还有神的国与神的义。
And everything else will be added to us.
那所有其他的事情呢，都会加给我们。
And it's completely the truth.
那这是真正的真理。
When I, you know, when I hear some brothers and sisters' testimony.
那我听到一些弟兄姐妹这样的做见证。
You can't help but to understand that whatever Jesus say to us, He will fulfill as long as we are faithful to Him.
那所有耶稣所告诉我们的，如果我们有信心。我们就会得到神所给我们的应许。
Just like one of the families.
就好像有一个家庭。
Actually, you know, both of them, they don't make too much money.
那这个夫妻都并没有赚很多的钱。
But during the time, they have Bible study at their place almost every night.
但他们每天在家里都有读经。
Because during the time is before spiritual convocation.
那在灵恩会之前。
Even though they have to cook food and stuff like that for the members.
那虽然他们必须要帮忙教会来准备食物。
But God always be able to give them enough money to be able to do all these things.
那神也都一再的让他们有足够的这个财力能力，那来准备这些事情。
For example, this family one time bought 30 chairs for the church.
30 chairs.
Okay. Yeah.
有一次好比就是有一次这个家里为教会买了38椅子。
Because the church need some chairs.
因为教会需要一些椅子。
But they just take the money out of their own pocket.
那他们就自己就掏腰包就这样付了。
And then of course the chairs cost about $300.
那这些椅子差不多花了300块钱。
And so during the time they also was doing something, they putting a windows on their house.
那还有就是他们在家里头必须要装窗户。
And then the windows that they're making cost about $1,500.
所以那这个窗户的这个做的这个窗户的钱大概是1500块。
So that family called the contractor and say, you know, our deal was $1,500 right the day before.
那这个家里就告诉他们的这个工人说，哦，我们那时候讲好的这个窗户是1500块。
So the next day, the contractor came and put the window in.
那在隔一天呢，这个工人来把窗户装好。
And before he put the window, he said to his family that I want only to charge $1,200.
但这个装户在窗口之前，他们说：“哦，我只要1200块就可以了。”
And then the brother said, "Yes, I spoke to you. Say you want to charge $1,500."
但这个弟兄跟这个工人说：“哎，我们不是讲的是1500块吗
？”But what make you only want to charge $1,200?
是什么样的原因让你只觉得需要1200块
？And the contractor said, "I do not know. I just want to charge you $300 less."
这个工人说：“我也不清楚，我只是想要少赚你300块。”
Then the brother realized, oh, the $300 that he paid for the chair, God paid him back already.
所以这个弟兄在那个时候就了解了，这300块，他那时候为教会买的椅子，那这个时候神用这个方式来回馈给他。
And we have many these kind of testimonies.
那我们有好多类似这样的见证。
No, I went to Africa twice.
那我到了非洲两次。
And during a time of about over 2 months.
差不多两个月的时间。
You can see that every single brother and sister I spoke to, God take care of them every single day.
那神，这些所有的弟兄姐妹，我在那里跟他们来聊天，我发现神每天都看顾他们。
But what is the problem?
但问题在哪里呢
？We know God bless us.
我们知道神给我们祝福。
Look at chapter 6 verse 12.
那我们看
John chapter 6 verse 12.
第六章的第十二节。
So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost."
Yeah, 他说他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。
So during the time they gathered up and they filled 12 baskets with the fragments.
所以他们便将那五个大饼的零碎，就是众人所吃剩的，收起来，装满了十二个篮子。
Because this was the leftover by those who have eaten and filled their stomach.
那这些就是这些民众所吃剩的。
So you can see these people follow Jesus only to fulfill their stomach.
那我们知道这些人他们跟随耶稣的原因只是为了要填饱肚子。
So when they have nothing to eat, they want something to eat.
那当没有东西吃的时候，他们想要吃。
But now when they have something to eat, they just throw the leftover to the side. They don't worry about the, you know, they're not concerned, you know, that what they've thrown is God's grace.
那他们当然肚子饿的时候要吃，可是吃饱了或者是剩下的，他们就随地乱丢。他们并没有想到这些是从神而来特殊的恩典。
Just like for us.
那现在我们也是一样。
Will we are blessed among people.
那我们是受到很多从神而来的祝福。
So many of our members live such a comfortable life.
那很多的信徒其实是住在有非常好的这个生活条件。
But sometimes we don't realize this is truly the grace from God.
我们有的时候并没有了解这些都是从神而来。
And sometimes we just throw His grace aside. We do not know this have been given by God.
那有的时候我们对于神的这个恩典我们并没有很在意而随地乱丢我们并没有珍惜这些从神而来特别的祝福
if every single day we add all God's grace together for us,
所以如果每天我们把从神而来的祝福都加起来
I'm sure we also can fill 12 baskets full
我知道我们一定能够装满十二篮筐
because it's not the part for, you know, the bread that fulfills our stomach is important but the person who gives it to us that is more important
那当然不是只有装满了的这个食物这样子祝福才重要而重要的是给我们祝福 的也就是这个耶稣基督
so when these people had eaten and were filled
那当然这些圣经上讲这些人他们吃饱了
and then verse 14 then they said wowThey said, when they had seen the sign of Jesus, they said, this is truly the prophet who is to come into the world.
所以十四节，众人看到耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。
So remember this.
那我们要记得这一点。
They themselves proclaim out of their mouth, this is the true prophet that has come to the world.
那这些人，他们说这是真的先知。
And then only the following day, the next day.
那他们就这样来跟随耶稣。
Look at in chapter 6 verse 30.
但第二天呢，我们看看第三十节。
Therefore they said to him, What sign will you perform then, that we may see it and believe you? What work will you do?
他们就说，你行什么神迹，叫我们看见就信你？你到底做什么事呢？
This is the same people that only the day before proclaimed that Jesus is the great prophet.
这些是同样的人，前一天才看到耶稣所行这样子伟大的神迹
But now they do not believe in him.
但一天之后他们又不相信他了
Why? Because Jesus know their hearts.
为什么呢因为耶稣知道他们的心
And the only reason they follow Jesus is on verse 26.
那他们会跟随耶稣的原因记载在第二十六节
Because Jesus said to them, Most surely I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs.
那二十六节耶稣说我实实在在的告诉你们你们找我并不是因见了神迹乃是因
Even though in the beginning they say they saw the sign, that's why they followed Jesus.
Yeah, 乃是因吃饼。那因为他们一开始跟随耶稣是因为神所行，耶稣所行的神迹。
But the true sign is not that Jesus performed the miracle.
真正的神迹并不是耶稣所行的这些看得到的神迹。
But the true sign that Jesus himself is the Son of God.
那真正的神迹是耶稣本身。他是神的儿子。
So they do not fall because of the sign.
那这些民众，他们跟随耶稣，并不是看到
这个
真正的神迹。
If they really saw the sign, they would know that Jesus is the Son of God.
如果他们能够了解这些耶稣所行的神迹，他们应该要能够看得出来，或者是了解耶稣是神的儿子。
But the reason they follow him because they ate and they were filled. That's it.
那他们跟随耶稣的神迹。他们跟随耶稣的原因还是保持在这个表面上就是他们能够跟随能够吃饱那也就这样子而已
But Jesus told them, do not live for the food which perishes
所以耶稣说不要依赖这些会腐坏的这个食物
But for the food which endure to everlasting life
但应该要吃这些食物能够让你得到永生
Which only Jesus can give to them
那这个食物呢也只有耶稣才能够给他们
I'm sure Jesus will say to usThe same thing nowadays.
我们相信耶稣也能够这样子来告诉我们。
Do not only labor for food that perishes.
不要只是为了这个会坏的食物而劳力。
Everything in this world one day will perish.
所有在这个世上的事物的这个物品食物都会损坏。
Only the word of God.
但只有神的话语。
That will lead us to eternal life.
只有神的话语能够带领我们到神的永生。
Let's bow and pray in silence.
请大家同心低头默祷。